News Talk 590 KUGN here at 718. What's up, Dave? Give me a what's up.
What's up?
Get a little closer to the microphone there.
What's up, Eugene?
Michael Wiss with the program manager with Waste Prevention, City of Eugene. The residential food waste collection started
yesterday.
It did. Yeah. And you're already getting calls about what you can't put in. Let's get the list out there.
Yeah, so what you can put in, anything that is a clipping or scrapings from your dinner, so any vegetable matter that you chopped up that didn't make it off the plate, didn't make it onto the plate. It also accepts all types of meat scraps, dairy, cheese, bones,
okay.
Anything. If you would have eaten it or as part of something you could have eaten, then it can go into your yard debris container now. We're just asking that it's only food waste, that you avoid all non-food waste items, keep plastic liners and plastic bags out, keep compostable plastics out, and for the sake of clarity, just keep napkins, coffee filters, and tea bags out as well.
So you want just the food in there? I mean, as far as the bags, no, that's an out.
Yeah, food only. All food, but food only, because those other products can create serious problems in compost and for our composting or processing facility.
Okay. So.
Just food only, real simple messaging.
And not to poke fun, but your office got a call about putting what, pillow feathers?
We've had a lot of questions because people are like, oh, so meat, bones, you know, any animal products.
Yeah.
We've had calls about if people can put old dog food in there. We've had calls if people could empty their pillow feathers. And really, if you could just keep food items in there, that would be great.
Okay, super. Hang on just a second. We're going to talk some more with Michael Wiss there in about you okay for time?
Yeah, perfect.
Excellent. I appreciate you stopping by. It's important stuff, and we all have to do our part. We're News Talk 590 KUGN. News Talk 590 KUGN here at 728. Michael Wiss with the City of Eugene and Waste Management. Let's talk about residential food waste collection. That's the new program that started up yesterday.
Yeah.
Appreciate you stopping by and pull that thing real close to your mouth. There you go. Thanks for the extra time here. So real quick, let's go over what you can put into the bins.
Okay, let's put food waste in the bins. That's in your yard debris bin.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. And the knots?
Knots, anything that you can't eat or didn't come off of something you could eat. So no plastics, no napkins, nothing but food waste, scraps, and trimmings.
Can you real quick go over why this program is so important?
Well, I think it's an easy way for people to, as a community, to immediately impact our environment. It drastically reduces greenhouse gases. That would food in the landfill produces a lot more than when it's composted, and it's an easy switch, and it's a free program, and it can allow us to immediately have an impact on the environment.
So when you guys came up with the early stages of this program, the thoughts, the meetings, and whatnot, this is a problem that you felt big enough that's really high on the list that needs to be addressed.
Absolutely. 20% of our landfill is food waste, and a lot of that turns into methane in that type of environment. You remove it from that environment and compost it, and it doesn't create nearly as much methane, and our haulers and processors are ready for it, and I know the citizens of Eugene are ready for it, too.
That you brought up a great point, because everybody here does care. Sometimes we're not sure what's supposed to be put in where, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Right? And so the list, obviously, of what you can't, is on the city's website. Possibly you go down to the atrium.
Yeah, I'd say you'd visit eugenerecycles.org. Or stop in at the atrium building at 99 West 10th Avenue. We'd be happy to talk with you or give you materials. Or feel free to call us, 682-6835.
One more time?
541-682-6835.
Perfect. Okay. So now, real quick, rats are a question mark or a big concern
so far? People have been questioning if this will, you know, if rats will start coming to the garbage. We don't think so. We had no problems in our pilot. Just moving food waste from the trash into the yard debris, which is a bigger container with a heavier lid, and they're all designed to keep pests out. We don't think that'll be a problem. Actually, this gives people who are composting at home in open containers the possibility to remove their backyard compost, so we actually think it'll help with rat issues throughout Eugene.
And maybe coming soon, T-shirts that read...
Trash is fascinating.
I think there's potential there.
I like it.
I think there's potential. Michael, I appreciate you the extra
Thanks,
time. Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. It's a bonus. What's up here on News Talk 590 KUGN.